Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President Biden is expected to sign a series of executive orders today designed to combat climate change. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports one of the actions would further halt oil and gas drilling on federal land.
One of the orders will direct federal agencies to pause on entering into new oil and natural gas leases on public land or offshore waters. The administration last week temporarily suspended new leasing, and it's unclear how much further today's order will go. Biden is also expected to direct the government to conserve 30% of all federal land and water by 2030 and identify ways to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. In addition, Biden will order federal agencies to examine how they can purchase zero-emission vehicles and electricity. Industry groups are expected to challenge these new guidelines. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
A Senate committee has advanced the nomination of Pete Buttigieg to the full Senate for a confirmation vote to be Transportation Secretary. Other Biden cabinet nominees considered this morning are former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm to be Energy Secretary and diplomat Linda Thomas-Greenfield to be the U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. European countries are using different restrictive measures to fight the coronavirus as it continues to spread. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports 14 European nations have lockdowns in place.
France has Europe's longest curfew from 6 p.m. until 6 a.m. The French government is weighing whether to invoke a third nationwide lockdown as cases persistently top 20,000 a day. Britain, which became the first European country to pass the grim milestone of 100,000 deaths, is on a strict lockdown. Even Germany, which had a much lower death rate than its neighbors for much of last year, has now passed 50,000 deaths. Bars and restaurants are closed or opening severely limited across the continent. Restrictions have provoked unrest. There have been days of rioting in the Netherlands over a new curfew, and in Italy, the government has fallen largely due to its perceived inept handling of the pandemic. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Today is International Holocaust Remembrance Day. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and other officials attended a ceremony in Berlin today. They honored the 6 million Jews and millions of other people murdered by the Nazis in World War II. This is the 76th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz concentration camp by Soviet troops in 1945. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 286 points at 30,650. The Nasdaq is down nearly 100 points. It's at 13,528. You're listening to NPR News. President Biden says his administration will buy another 200 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines. He wants to have enough vaccines to inoculate all Americans in the U.S. by the end of the summer. Biden is also promising to get state and local governments more vaccine shipments in the next 3 weeks. The distribution of COVID vaccines around the country has been haphazard. Thousands of people are under evacuation orders in the mountains south of San Francisco. From member station KQED, Dan Brecky reports a powerful storm moving through could trigger dangerous mudslides.
A wildfire burned about 140 square miles in the rugged Santa Cruz Mountains last summer. Areas stripped of vegetation during fires become more vulnerable to slides during major storms. And forecasters say the storm now moving into the region could drop a half a foot or more of rain on the burned area. The potential for dangerous debris flows there has prompted local authorities to order more than 5,000 people to evacuate. The storm is forecast to dump even heavier rain along the Big Sur coast to the south and sweep much of Northern California with winds gusting to 70 miles an hour. A blizzard warning has been posted for the Sierra Nevada, which could see as much as 8 feet of snow. For NPR News, I'm Dan Brecky in Berkeley.
Nobody will be elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame this year. The voting baseball writers declined to choose anyone this year. Some of the candidates were star players who have since been linked to banned drugs. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for